Does anyone know where my sermon is? I got a little thrown off there in my head. Good. In my heart. It is in my heart. Okay. It's Easter Sunday in a Unitarian Universalist congregation, and I want to proclaim with complete conviction from the core of my heart. I want to proclaim the good news that you are all saved. You are all saved. The world we live in is full of beauty and wonder and miracles. And you are saved, we are saved. You may not always feel like it. Certainly that language may not resonate with you on certain days, but I want you to know that I believe it with all my heart. No matter what the Indiana or Arkansas state legislatures say, you are a person with inherent dignity and worth, and you are saved. In a world where so many heart-crushing, difficult things happen. Teenagers and people of all ages struggle with mental health and suicide. A pilot intentionally crashes a plane, killing 150 people. Gunmen kill 147 students at a university in Kenya. Our nation and our city are ripped apart by excessive gun violence and massive imprisonment. And I tell you, you are saved. All people are saved with an abundant love beyond belief. Beyond belief. In our modern context, it can be difficult to articulate or hold on to our Unitarian Universalist faith message that all people are saved. I think some of us are more comfortable just saying we believe in universal salvation. Try and imagine how difficult it was in the year 350 in Syria. Put yourself in the shoes of someone like Ephraim. Lived in Nisibis, a conflicted borderland between Roman and Persian empires. His people struggled with death and heinous injuries from war. Think of the medical options they had then as victims of war. They suffered in violent poverty and hunger. Fire and brimstone preachers caused people's stomachs to burn with ulcers from the fear of hell and an afterlife. Yet Ephraim, this poet and teacher, wrote about how this earthly existence is good. This is actually a paradise, he said, which can be entered into through ritual, spiritual discipline, and ethical practices. When difficult experiences come, as they always do, Ephraim believed we could reorient ourselves to the reality that we are gloriously entwined in the wreath of paradise that encircles the whole of creation. All of creation is a wreath of paradise of which we are a part, he said. Stories of these early Christian activists are about hope coming out of despair, life coming out of death. And that's what Easter is about. And on this Easter Sunday morning, many congregations around the globe are celebrating the literal resurrection of Jesus. And that is fine and good and great. And many Christian ministers, many who I know and respect, say that if you do not believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus, you cannot celebrate Easter. And I respectfully disagree. Many of us Unitarian Universalists do not believe in the literal resurrection of Jesus. Some of us do. Many of us are agnostic about it. And many of us do believe in resurrection and being born again and again. And we believe that resurrection can happen for each person an infinite number of times, in this life, here and now, nothing supernatural needs to be involved. It can be a completely natural experience. If Jesus' resurrection is a myth, it is still very powerful and very important. Jesus' love transcended his death and saved his followers with courage and hope beyond their wildest dreams, beyond the imagination of millions over the years. Joseph Campbell taught that the power of myth and reality are often incredibly interwoven. Myths explore that which is beyond even our understandings of reality, that which transcends all thought. And myth gives you a line to connect with that mystery which you are. We know so little relatively about the realities of the cosmos. We have to be humble and admit that. So much mystery in it all. Myth connects us with that. Ephraim was aware of how many times he felt trapped and could not solve problems on his own, and he taught about Easter. When we come through the bitterness of life by reconnecting with earth as a blessed corner of paradise that gives sweetness, we experience resurrection. We're saved from the bitterness. Ephraim wrote, "Paradise surrounds the limbs with its many delights, the eyes with its handiwork, the hearing with its sound. Paradise raised me up as I perceived it. I forgot about my poor estate, for it made me drunk with its fragrance." And this is the same line of thinking our Unitarian Universalist faith tradition teaches. You don't have to wait for some heavenly chariot to sweep in and carry you off to a far-off land. You can be born again and to be more fully alive right now. And we usually do not do it on our own. We usually do not do it living in solitary confinement. We know about these truths because when people in our lives have said, "You are important. I love you. You're welcome here." We feel that in our heart. We move through problems quicker, and we feel we're saved from the hardship. Ephraim wrote, "One person falls sick, another can visit and help. One person starves, another can provide him food and give him life. We can give each other life. Together we go through Good Friday times of disappointment, sadness, brokenness in our lives. I don't have to make a list because you know what you yourselves have been through. You know how you or your loved ones or your neighbors have suffered to the point of feeling like a part of you has died. And real stories exist of hope coming out of despair. Right now, family members who lost loved ones in the plane crash and family members who lost loved ones in the attack on the university in Kenya are receiving support from kind people, some of them they never met before. And they're receiving the grace of life and love and God. They may not be aware that many of them are still in shock, but it's flowing to them. Right now, Easter moments are happening. Is Easter happening in your life? Is Easter happening in your life? Are you open to Easter happening in your life? I would like you to open up to Easter. Open up. Don't close down and keep it out with hyper-rationalism or skepticism or resentments. Open your arms, open your heart to Easter. Engage in regular spiritual practices that connect you with the miracle of life. Many of us, one of our spiritual practices, we come here every Sunday morning to be together and celebrate life. Hold on tight to your precious memories of past experiences of the holy, whatever you call sacred. When you hold on to those memories in your heart, you facilitate another Easter moment for you or for somebody else, because you could be a channel, a helper, a connector. The great 13th century Muslim mystic Rumi talked about life coming out of death. He said, sorrow prepares you for joy. It violently sweeps everything out of your house so that new joy can find space to enter. It takes the yellow leaves from the bough of your heart so that fresh green leaves can grow in their places. It pulls up the rotten roots so that the new roots hidden beneath have room to grow. Whatever sorrow shakes from your heart, far better things will take their place. On this Easter, I invite you to meditate on how sorrow prepares you for joy. Sometimes sorrow alone does all the sweeping and pulling, but sometimes it needs help. How can we work together to pull up rotten roots and make room for new growth, reclaiming paradise? You are saved, we are saved, all of life is saved. How can we mutually help each other when we're stuck and channel this universal grace, raising us up again? Blessings be.